Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst here at LifePoint. And Sunday at the Delaware campus, we continued our look at Hebrews 11 in our Senior Moments series. And the main idea of this series is don't forget to look up. We get so focused on the day-to-day that often we forget to look up. We get bogged down in the horizontal, and we often lose sight of the vertical. So Hebrews 11 has been a good reminder for us to set our eyes on Jesus, who's the author and perfecter of our faith. Toward the end of chapter 11, we have two passages that at first glance kind of seem at odds with each other. We see one group of people that are experiencing amazing things from God. God parts bodies of water for them. He rescues them from their enemies. He saves them from the mouths of lions, from fires, and he even resurrects dead people to new life again. And it really is an amazing display of God's power and ability to do anything. And it makes us stand in awe of who God is and what he can do. But also directly after those verses, we see almost the exact opposite. We see there's a group of people that are mocked for their faith and flogged, afflicted, mistreated, imprisoned, and some of them sawn in half. So you have one group that God is parting the sea for, and another group who are being torn in half. And you might wonder, man, how do we reconcile those things? And which group is experiencing real Christianity? Because I think it's a good question. And I think if we're honest, we'd all sign up for the parting of the sea rather than the parting of our bodies. But what do you do with that? Well, I think it's a good question. Because if we aren't careful, we will find ourselves, when it comes to the Bible, only telling the stories of the great things that God can do and God has done, which is all true. But life isn't always about our rescue from every foe we have. This world is broken, and we do really suffer here. We live in the tension of God's ability and God's activity. God always has the ability to rescue and to resurrect, but God doesn't always do that. And so how do we navigate that? Well, I think a couple of things help us. First, we have to remember not just to ask why, but to ask who. Asking why in the difficult circumstances of life is normal. I think it's natural, and it may even be good for us to ask God why. But ultimately, asking why can be very unsatisfactory. We don't always know why. We don't always know why our family member gets a terminal illness diagnosis and someone else's doesn't. We don't always know why God heals some people and other people die. We don't know why, but we can know who. We can know who. And so I think we need to ask that question more than we do why. We can know who is in charge. We can know that God is with us, and we can know that God cares for us. So that's the first thing. We need to make a habit of asking who. But secondly, I think what helps us navigate this tension between God's ability and God's activity is the fact that ultimately, as Jonathan Edwards says, all our bad things turn out for good, all our good things can never be lost, and the best is yet to come. All our bad things turn out for good, if we're a Christian, all our good things can never be lost, and the best is yet to come. Pastor Tim Keller says that years ago, he had a terrible nightmare. And that nightmare was really a violent nightmare in which every member of his family was killed. And this is what he says. Every member of my family was killed, and I woke up panting and suddenly realized that it was just a dream and I had them all back. And it was 3 a.m. and I had said goodnight to them. Goodnight, honey. Goodnight, kids. And I loved them before the nightmare, but not like I loved them after the nightmare. He says, when you wake up and you think that you've lost them, you think, man, they were all bloodied and dead, and suddenly you have them back. He said, I wanted to go right into their room and jump on them and hug them and kiss them, but it's 3 a.m., right? And they'd say, what's the matter with you? It's 3 a.m. So he says, I didn't do that, but here's the point. The joy of finding them safe and sound when I woke up wasn't a joy in spite of the nightmare, but it was joy that was enhanced by the nightmare. Do you see? It was because of the nightmare that my joy was 10 times, 100 times intensified. As it were, the nightmare was taken up into the joy of having my family back. The nightmare made my joy greater. He goes on, "Now, do you know what this means? If eternity is a compensation for all the stuff you've always wanted but you're never going to have, that's one thing. If the new heavens and new earth is our hope, and it is, and therefore we have the future of resurrection and the restoration of everything you've always wanted, then the new heavens and new earth will make every horrible thing you've ever experienced nothing but a nightmare. It will turn the worst thing that's ever happened to you into a nightmare, and as a nightmare, it will do nothing but infinitely, correspondingly increase your future joy and glory in a way that it never would have been increased if you'd never suffered it. And this is the ultimate defeat of evil. To say that evil is an illusion or we're going to be compensated for it is one thing, but to say that evil will, in the end, be the servant of your joy, man, that's astounding. The Christian hope does not just compensate you for suffering, it undoes it. It absolutely undoes it. And this is the hope that we have in suffering because of what Jesus has done for us. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that you're no stranger to suffering, that you did not see our human suffering and stay aloof from us and afar from us, but you entered the human story, you entered human suffering, and you put yourself on the hook for human suffering when you died on the cross, that you came and you became a man, you became one who was willing to suffer for us, and you died for us. And so, Lord, we're thankful that we have the promise of your presence because of that. And no matter what storm or fire that we find ourselves in the midst of, and Lord, we especially want to pray for this morning our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world that are suffering because of their faith in you. Would you strengthen them today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you take a moment now and just pray that the Lord would help you to ask who rather than why in the midst of the difficult circumstances you're facing. Thanks again for listening today to the LifePoint Drivecast. Come back tomorrow for more episodes. God bless.